All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. And, yeah, it's a Triple Play Thursday. Get your requests in now. One artist, three songs, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for Triple Play Thursday. The movie Rocket Man comes out, so we're going to talk a little Elton John. And we're going to talk game shows, which is one of my favorite topics, because there's a lot of people watching Jeopardy now. To see if Ken Jennings' record is going to be busted. So there's a lot of fun there. And that's obviously a classic game show. And some good news about Alex Trebek. He's making incredible strides with his cancer treatment, and it's in near remission. So that's fantastic. That's fantastic news. So, but we're going to talk game shows in general. Best game shows, our favorite, the weirdest, all that. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Okay. Coming to the Music Box Theater, which is such a busy place. In June 13th through the 20th will be the Cinepocalypse Film Festival, which is a basically like a genre film festival that has screened a bunch of really great movies, had premieres, tons of really amazing guests have crossed the threshold and been a part of it. Josh Goldblum is the founder and artistic director of Cinepocalypse. And again, we're going to tell you all about it, and let's get Josh on here. Hey, Josh, how you doing, man?
Hey, Nick, thanks so much for having me, man. I always look forward to this.
Oh, no, I look forward to it too, buddy. I was looking at the lineup. Wow. That's all, I mean, wow.
I appreciate the music cue that led me in.
that's Tom, man. That's Tom. So, Josh, welcome back, buddy. Tell everybody about yourself and Cinepocalypse, because it started out as Bruce Campbell's Horror Film Festival.
Yeah, the fest started off with a little-known actor, Bruce Campbell. Kind of felt bad for him, so I let him name the festival.
Yeah.
Started 6 years ago over in Rosemont with Bruce Campbell. You know, about 3 years in, it just kind of felt like something that we wanted to broaden the scope on. And we teamed up with wonderful people over at the Music Box Theater and, you know, brought this beast to fruition.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what's your background, Josh? Where are you from, all that?
I actually live in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been involved in film and programming probably now for at least a decade. I was the program director for the Philadelphia Film Society for years. Had a live events company here in Philadelphia. We partnered with Wizard World Comic Con for many years. It's essentially what brought me out to Chicago with Bruce. And it's kind of been my second home for the past 6 years.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, so you're in Philadelphia. So let me ask you this. As a person from Philadelphia, what do you think of gritty?
Well, I'm a huge... I mean, look, I feel like you're blowing up my spot here, but I'm a huge Flyers fan, so
okay.
Gritty is kind of my everything right now.
Yeah, I have to say, I mean, obviously, I'm a massive Hawks fan, Josh, and I'm a big... I love hockey. It's my favorite sport. But when Gritty debuted, it's been nothing but joy. I mean, nothing.
It's funny. It kind of felt like Netflix when it first came into existence. It was like, who's ever gonna spend money to have their DVDs delivered by mail?
Yeah.
And now it's, you know, worth what, billions of dollars. The same thing with Gritty.
Yeah.
Kind of like, what is this? This can't be real.
Yeah.
And it just exploded.
Yeah. I think he's fantastic. Right here at my office at work, Josh, I have a Gritty bobblehead on my desk, man.
I belong to many Facebook Gritty pages.
All right. I had to get the important Philadelphia stuff out of the way.
Yeah.
You know that, right? All right. So it's very exciting to be a part of this. What's the website that people can check out to get all the information for Cinepocalypse?
The website is cinepocalypsegenrefest.com.
Okay. Cinepocalypsegenrefest.com. And I know that they have information and they update the Music Box website regularly as well. So let's talk about it, man. You got some really great screenings happening and some really incredible guests. Let's start out with opening night, man. Tell everybody about opening night.
So we have a major legend coming into town, Mr. Glenn Danzig, who is a punk rock and heavy metal icon. He is world premiering his new film with us called Verotica.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me about that movie, without giving anything away.
I don't know anything about this movie.
Oh, okay.
this is a secret to all of us, which is kind of exciting. I mean, when a guy like Glenn Danzig says, hey, I want to world premiere my movie with you, you don't say no, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. And he's going to be there.
It's the first time. Yeah, I can safely say or confidently say that this is the first time that we've ever programmed a film without any of us actually seeing it. But from our standpoint, Glenn Danzig, time and time again, has proven himself to just be iconic.
Yeah.
I can't name somebody who's been in three bands, all of which are just legendary.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be a one of a kind event. These opportunities don't happen very often, and I grew up as a fan of the Misfits, as a fan of Danzig, and so it's just really exciting. He could have went anywhere with this movie. He really could have. And I think he just understood our sensibilities. And from the moment we first spoke, it was, hey, let's do this.
That's a huge get, man. I mean, having Glenn Danzig there live afterwards for a Q&A, that's a huge, huge get. You're going to have a monstrous crowd, man. I think the Music Box is going to be packed that night.
Yeah, it will sell out. So if anybody is interested in attending and buying tickets, we would definitely advise to grab those tickets right now.
Yeah, yeah. And that is Thursday, June 13th at 7 o'clock, and that kicks off the festival Thursday, June 13th at 7 o'clock, with Glenn Danzig in attendance for the post-film. You guys have had some amazing guests over the years. I just want to talk a little bit about that for a second. You've had the greatest, John Carpenter, Eli Roth, Ernest Dickerson. You've had William Sadler, Barbara Crampton, Lana Wachowski, Fetty Alvarez. So this is really impressive stuff that you guys get every year. Eric Roberts.
Eric Roberts.
Yeah, I love Eric.
Impressive.
I love Eric Roberts, man. I love him. I love that guy.
Stories we could tell.
Oh, yeah.
Human being.
Yeah, my buddy was in The Dark Knight. And has some Eric Roberts stories that he shared with me, and they're pretty.
Real quick, Eric Roberts story. I think you'll appreciate it. Eric Roberts is a vegan, and so we took him out to the Chicago diner for a meal. The meal was running a little bit late. Eric Roberts gets up, pulls the hostess aside into the corner, and goes, "You know who my sister is, right?"
That's fantastic.
Amazing. It's line after line.
That's great. Yeah. No, I've got I got some stories from my buddy who was in The Dark Knight, and he had one scene in the movie. My buddy's the guy on the stand who pulls the gun on Aaron Eckhart at the beginning in the courtroom. That's my buddy Mike. And so obviously Eric Roberts is in that scene. He got to work with him, and he really is.
He's a ball of joy, and it just goes to show. I mean, people look at his, iconic filmography, right? Like, the guy's been in 500 movies,
yeah.
And once you meet him, you realize why. I mean, just everybody wants to work with him. He just becomes your best friend.
Yeah, no question about it. That's great. Okay, so some other people who are showing up this year, we'll get to that in a minute, but you're screening Flatliners in a 70mm presentation, which is very rare 70mm presentation, and that's on Friday the 14th at 7.
Yeah, sometimes we have to put on our private detective hats to track down these prints.
Yeah.
Sony, we found it at Sony Vault, but Sony didn't even know that they had it. We literally had to insist to Sony to go search their vault. We just, we ended up tracking. I think the last time that the 70mm print had screened was over a decade ago.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And so you could probably count the times on your right hand, how many times this actual print has screened.
Yeah, well, I mean, the movie is nearly 30 years old. This is going to be pretty amazing that you're showing Flatliners in 70mm.
And also a Chicago film. Some of the sequences in that movie were shot within walking distance of the Music Box.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And if I'm not correctly, where all the flatlining went, was that the Field Museum that they used? If I'm not...
There was, yes, exactly. It was the Field Museum.
Yeah. Speaking of Eric Roberts' sister...
Yeah.
See, that's a professional segue, I guess. That's what we did there.
Yeah, I feel like the Field Museum at one point should become a venue of ours.
Yeah, it should. I mean, what was that movie, the Peter Hines...
The Relic?
Yeah, The Relic. Yeah, that was shot there, too. And so was Damien Omen 2. Damien Omen 2 was shot there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Damien Omen 2 was shot in the Field Museum.
I mean, of course it was. I'm sure there's a sequence in Forrest Gump that was shot.
Exactly. All right, listen, Josh, hang on, okay, man?
No doubt.
Okay, cool. Josh Goldblum is with us. He is the founder and artistic director of Cinepocalypse, a great genre film festival from June 13th to June 20th at the beautiful Music Box Theater here in Chicago. We'll tell you how you can get tickets, and there's a lot more events here, special screenings and guests that we're going to tell you about. This is a hell of a lineup of movies and guests that they have this year. Really, really good stuff. So we'll take a break, and we'll come back and talk more with Josh after this. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago, here till 5. Triple Play Thursday. Get your requests in now. We'll play them later. That would be one artist, three songs, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Hey, coming up in mid-June at the beautiful Music Box Theater here in Chicago, June 13th through the 20th, to be exact, is Cinepocalypse. It's the sixth edition of Cinepocalypse. It was formerly known as Bruce Campbell's Horror Film Festival, but now it's Cinepocalypse, and it is a genre film festival. And they program really great movies, revival movies, and have great guests and all that kind of stuff. Josh Goldblum is the founder and artistic director of Cinepocalypse. He is joining us to run down the events again. So we're back. All right. So, Josh, how can people get tickets?
Tickets are available through our website, cinepocalypsegenrefest.com. Tickets can also be purchased at the Music Box Theater box office.
Okay, and you have four-day passes and all-access passes as well, correct?
Yeah, we do four-day passes, full-week passes, and limited amounts of single tickets.
And you have single tickets as well. So if anybody's interested in specific events, they can get the tickets there. All right. Following your screening of Flatliners on Friday, June 14th, you're showing a film called Villains, which is his Midwest premiere. Tell us about Villains.
Villains is a wonderful film that we saw out of South by Southwest. Our presenting sponsors actually picked it up, Gunpowder and Sky, under their Alter brand, which is their new horror distribution entity focused on short films and all things horror. But it's a great movie. It's Bill Skarsgård unmasked, with Keira Sedgwick is in the movie, Micah Monroe, the star of It Follows. It's just a really fast-paced, goofy, it's kind of like Raising Arizona meets a home invasion flick. It's absolutely wild.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
It's great. Really is. It's a hoot.
It's the Midwest premiere of Villains. That's following Flatliners at 10 p.m. on Friday. And then I am so unbelievably excited about this next one on Saturday night, June 15th at 6:45, 70mm screening of Total Recall, which that movie rules. And
the best.
The main man, my main man, Michael Ironside, is going to be there. I love Michael Ironside. He's the best.
Can I just tell you how cool Michael Ironside is?
Please do.
I mean, just the raddest dude ever.
Yeah, he's this thing.
He actually said to us, he was like, he was disappointed. He goes, "How long will I get to talk about the movie?" I'm like, you know, about a half hour, 45 minutes. He's like, "That's it."
Yeah.
He's like, "I have so many stories." I'm like, "Look, Michael, tell all the stories you want.
Yeah.
We will find a space for you."
That's fantastic. Yeah, no, he's great. He's been in so many great genre movies. I mean from Scanners to Starship Troopers. I mean, he's been in everything, and he was in one of my favorite 80s slasher movies called Visiting Hours.
Oh, yeah. Deep Cut.
Yeah. He's the killer in that movie. He's a psycho killer in that movie, and I just love the guy. I think Michael Ironside is great.
He's the most intimidating person to watch on screen or even to just kind of see in person, but when you meet him, he's just a giant teddy bear.
Yeah, well, that's great. Total Recall.
What's great is there is a local connection. He has a ton of family in Chicago, which is really fun.
Oh, so that's cool.
He's bringing out his nephews who have never seen Total Recall before.
Oh, that's so cool. And to see it in 70, man, that's the way to see it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's great. And then this one is on Monday, June 17th at 7 o'clock, the original R-rated gore cut of Tammy and the T-Rex. How did you find this one?
This has spiraled out of control, man. This movie is we are predicting that this becomes the next cult classic midnight movie. But this is a film I can't personally take credit for it. One of our programmers, like when we're on programming calls, we always try to find the craziest ideas that we can execute. And if it feels like it's too easy, we say no. We got to move on to the next one. William Morris, who comes to us, who just came over to the Music Box from the iconic American Cinematheque, the Egyptian Theater in Los Angeles, had brought this movie to our attention and basically said, hey, there's a movie called Tammy and the T-Rex, which piqued our interest immediately, that stars Denise Richards and the late Paul Walker, and it was released as a PG-13 movie, but there's an R-rated gore cut that exists in the world somewhere. So we said, immediately our first reaction was, okay, this is our opening night movie. We have to find it. it came together swiftly. There's a company that found this 35mm print, the only one in existence. It has never screened to a public audience before.
Wow.
This particular company that will announce the release in the very near future worked with the Academy, who had the print in their archive, to give it to us for the screening.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing.
It's not a bad movie. It's a great movie. It's from the director of The Philadelphia Experiment, Mac and Me.
Oh, sure.
It's not even so bad that it's good. It's just really fun. But it's gory. It's over-the-top gory.
All right. Tammy and the T-Rex, Monday night, 17th, 35mm world premiere, R-rated gore cut of Tammy and the T-Rex. That's a big thing. And then Tuesday, June 18th, a legend, Joe Bob Briggs, How Rednecks Saved Hollywood, and Joe Bob Briggs is going to be there. He's a legend.
He's an absolute legend, and it's so fun to watch his comeback. They just re-upped him for season two on Shudder.
Yeah.
And so it's just a beautiful thing to be able to get him out to Chicago. As far as I understand, this is his first time doing a live show in Chicago, which is great.
Yeah. Now, he's appeared at Flashback Weekend. But he didn't do like a show. He introduced some movies when we did drive-in stuff outside. He came out and he did the drive-in prayer that you're supposed to do before you see the movie. And then he's an incredibly nice guy and a very cool guy. But he did do this is one of the cool things that he did at Flashback years ago. Is they screened in one of the rooms. They screened I Spit on Your Grave, and he did live commentary over the screening.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
the Mystery Science Theater live commentary events are some of my absolute favorite live events.
Yeah.
If it were up to me, and I guess maybe we could do it moving forward, Joe Bob would be involved in the entirety of the festival. I would love for him to just moderate every single film.
No, he's
open. He preaches the gospel.
He does, man, and he's a legend, and he knows his stuff, man. I mean, he knows his stuff. He's just a great guy. He's been around for such a long time and has never wavered in his presentation and talent. He's just an amazing guy.
And he's finally getting his due justice, and it's an amazing thing to watch.
Yeah.
We really can. It was hard to find a date with Joe Bob, and I mean, just because he's blowing up, everybody wants a piece of him.
Yeah,
and he fitted into a schedule to come out, so we're really excited.
That's
about
great,
that.
Man. And that's Tuesday, June 18th, 7 o'clock. Joe Bob Briggs, How Rednecks Saved Hollywood, and it's a treat to just see Joe Bob Briggs if you've never seen him in person. And then your closing night celebration Thursday, June 20th at 8 o'clock. Closing night celebration and party is a 35mm screening of Airheads, which is a movie that I think is criminally underrated. And you got director Michael Lehman there in attendance.
Amen.
Yes.
Director of a little known movie called Heather.
Yeah, that little thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's been, it's so great because it really is fun to see filmmakers like him just being so gracious about a screening like this. It's, I think a lot of festivals want to look away from films like Airheads. It doesn't hold that prestige. It's certainly not an art house title, but I think it's ingrained in especially my generation, our generation. I watched that movie 20 times over, probably just in the year that it was released. And here's what's telling about it, too. We can't track. So we're renting this, the print is on loan to us from the Academy.
Yeah.
And they've never loaned it out before. It's the only print we could find. We went out to all the usual suspects of print collectors. Nobody knew where to find it. The director had no idea where to find it. So until we can find out differently, we're pretty sure that this is the first time it's been screened in the 35 millimeter format since its release.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's amazing. I think Airheads is a very funny movie. I know it wasn't received very well when it came out. Mm-hmm. And I just remember I laughed my ass off during the entire movie.
If you look at that cast through and through, when you go on IMDb, it's incredible.
Oh yeah,
It's a bit overwhelming. I mean, Michael Richards, Michael McKean, Lemmy's in the movie. Chris Farley's in the movie. Joe Mantegna, Chicago. He's from Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everybody.
Harold Ramis.
Yes.
Harold Ramis in what I think is the funniest part of the whole movie when he tries to convince them that he's like not a cop.
Yeah.
And they ask him who would win in a fight, Lemmy or God? And then he says, mm-hmm. Lemmy, and they said, trick question, Lemmy is God?
Lemmy is God, yeah.
And then the second question they asked him was, in the Van Halen breakup, who do you side with, Van Halen or David Lee Roth? And he said Van Halen, and they go, he's a cop.
it's really exciting for us. We just announced that today. And it's, you know, I think everybody's expectations of something a little bit different.
Yeah.
For closing night, but the reaction has just been absolutely incredible. I mean, if I may give a plug here,
yeah.
Kuma's Corner is coming in and creating us a Lone Ranger's burger the week of the festival to celebrate the movie.
That's completely appropriate considering how they name their burgers at Kuma's and what kind of music what kind of music they listen to there. So,
that's just the ultimate for us, to get a burger named after one of our screenings.
That's amazing. You know, that's great.
That's when we know we made it.
That's great. All right. So it all starts on June 13th. Individual tickets are available. Passes are available as well. Glenn Danzig is going to be there. The great Michael Ironside is going to be there.
Gwar's going to be there.
Oh my God, Gwar's going to be there?
Gwar's coming in, yes. We have, if I may, so we're doing a retrospective of Gwar with members in attendance, in full costume, of course.
Of course.
Where we're going to be showing their Grammy-nominated Phallus in Wonderland on the big screen for the first time ever. And then we actually have them doing a Mystery Science Theater 3000 event, a live riff of Rock and Roll Nightmare.
Oh, that's fantastic. All of this sounds amazing. And I've always said, Josh, everyone on the planet should see Gwar at least once before they die.
Look, Gwar will never die.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, no, no.
They're just going to keep going.
Yeah, they're going to keep going. Well, this is going to be great, man. Okay, so it all starts June 13th at the Music Box Theater. You can get your tickets online right now. Josh, thanks for taking the time, man, for being on the show, and good luck. It sounds like a great...
You've supported us for many years, man. All the appreciation in the world. I'm really thankful you have me back on.
Absolutely, buddy. Have a good one. We'll talk to you soon.
You too, man.
All right, there.
Thanks.
Josh Goldblum, everybody. Cinepocalypse is going to be happening June 13th through the 20th at the Music Box. Unbelievable lineup, unbelievable guests, really cool screenings. Check it out. Get your tickets now. There are passes available and single tickets available right now. Okay, we're going to take a break here on 720 WGN.